Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of my horse voice edition, of Animal World. Here we go. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. Well, and it's even faster if you go straight to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And just have a little chuckle to share with you all. It is the second Sunday of the month, and it's our healing show. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. I got to tell you, you guys, my phone was going nuts for that last hour of the show, and it kept ringing and ringing, and I'd mute it and ringing, and I can't do live radio and answer the phone, okay? But I'm thinking something is going on, because I pick up the phone, it's the same number, I don't recognize it. I changed my phone service, so I don't have real good caller ID yet, right? You know, so I see the number, but not, anyway. Right. Finally, Bettina, I was able to check voicemail during the top of the hour, and it was one of our callers coming up here was trying to call into the show. I was saying, I just can't get the show. It keeps going to your voicemail, and I don't get it. Well, she apparently figured it out because she was calling my business phone, not the station. But she must have figured it out because I know she's in our caller lineup. But anyway, so I know you're listening, Bettina, because you're on hold. Anyway, but you just got to know I had a little chuckle here during the break because I finally got your message, figure out why you were calling, and fortunately you figured it out without my help.
You know, she could have been trying to call the station too because our phone lines were also full, so it might have just been ringing and ringing for her when she is trying to call the station number as well.
Well, yeah, I wonder now if the station wouldn't forward it to my phone number.
No.
So that can't have anything to do with it. Although I did talk to Eric Burris this week, he said that we get lots of calls of people calling this number thinking they're calling you. And so I told him you can always give him my phone number, and he said, "Oh, I didn't know that. We'll give it to everybody."
That's what I anyway. Do when it happens.
Yeah, just give him my number. So anyway, I just wanted to, that was just kind of I couldn't figure out why the phone was going nuts. And Bettina, I'm glad you figured out the right number to call and that we've got you in the lineup. But you're not next, so you got to still wait. Anyway, we are going to get back to our phones. Oh, and by the way, if you want treatments today with Dr. Nels or Linda Rasmussen, local number 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And we're going to Il Waco. And Teresa, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me, Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, we haven't talked to you for a while. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing great. The dogs are doing awesome. Everything's good.
Okay, so we'll just remind everybody, Teresa and her husband have actually, became regular members of the Animal World family here because they had two doodles, right? And it's, Mango and
Mowgli.
And Mowgli. Mm-hmm. And serious problems, behavior, and all of that, and end up Mango ended up killing a neighbor's goat, and so it was a real disaster down south. I never actually worked with them in person, but they got referred to me. We did the counseling over the phone, but then got Nels involved to balance the dogs and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we've had a miraculous transformation because you've got just wonderful doodles now, right?
Yes, they're wonderful, and we're in charge.
Yep, they're in charge, and the doodles are great, and all that sort of stuff. Apparently, you're calling for another reason today. So, what's going on?
My daughter's doodle stays with me when she's out of town, but I haven't had him in a while, and I'm concerned about his health.
Is he staying with you now?
He's staying with me until tonight.
Yes. Okay, what's his name?
His name is Crosby, and he is a doodle, and he's the reason why we got our doodles. He is a miracle dog. He's absolutely amazing. He lacks in social skills. He thinks, everybody's full of love, and most dogs pick on him.
Okay, well, now Dr. Nels needs to get a good enough connection with him.
A visual picture.
Yeah, what color is he?
He is all black, and he's pretty curly. He's half poodle and half lab.
And so he's a labradoodle.
Blackest, deep, dark eyes that you've ever seen. Beautiful face.
And how old is Crosby?
He's six.
6 years old. Okay.
Okay.
Have you got a connection, Dr. Nels?
I've got a connection now. Is there something in particular? I mean, yeah, he gets picked on by other dogs, but what else?
He started limping on his back left leg, and my daughter's made a couple appointments, and then he gets fined, so she cancels them, and his limp is back, and his appetite isn't very good. And I haven't seen him in a while, and I told her I was shocked by his weight loss when she dropped him off. He's kind of, never, he's real hyper. He's on the spectrum, the wonderful lad, and he's pretty thin, but now he's underweight. You can feel the bones in his head and his ribs. And
yeah,
so he's
okay.
Got the limp, and he's got something else going on, and he's just not himself. He's not his usual wonderful annoying self since I've been here.
Right.
Well, it certainly sounds, Dr. Nils, with just what she's saying, that there's something going on with this guy.
Yeah. And tuning in, yeah, there's definitely out of balance. What I would say is, you know, I don't tune in and find out everything that's going on for your animal, and I can't tell you a diagnosis or any of that stuff, okay?
Right.
So this is a situation in which it sounds like canceling the next vet appointment would be a bad idea. Okay.
Right. I'll take him if I need to. Right.
Right. So I think there, cause who knows what's going on. Energetically, I know there's plenty to do, and it could be that, you know, all its dog needs is just to have some good tune-ups to get back into shape. But you know, you never know. So, I would kind of tend to think a vet visit would be good. Get a workup, find out, you make sure everything's okay. And if not okay, what do they recommend?
You need blood work, and we need to get to the bottom of this.
And I'm wondering too, Teresa, because he's 6 years old. Have they had him since he was a puppy?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Now, has he been like this his whole life? Hyper, thin, poor appetite?
Yeah.
This is a whole life thing?
The appetite hasn't been this poor, but he's, he's highly food snack motivated, but he's not big on just food, food.
Okay.
Yeah. He's always ran slender.
Has your daughter done any training and stuff with him?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he really might be a whole lot better off with, you know, some training and regimentation in his life, you know, if that had been going on. But at 6 years old, to have what you're describing going on would not be a normal thing. So I agree with Dr. Nils. He probably needs a workout. A workup, by the vet to see what's going on. And then we'll see once Nils gets done, does he get anything related to the rear end and all of that and that on and off limp sort of thing. Anyway, Dr. Nils is working on Crosby. And would you, Teresa, would you like a session with Linda?
Please, Linda, yes.
All right, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. So I'm just going to invite you to think about a person who's been on your mind a lot lately.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Keep thinking of that person. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on a feeling of self-pity. And then we're going to replace that. And we're going to replace that with the feeling of consistency, which translates into the essential nature of each one of us, which some people might refer to as our soul. So you're just focused on the feeling of consistency.
Okay.
And the number three, those are the two things to focus on. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right, rolling your closed eyes to the right, and doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think. Consistency three.
All right, Teresa, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing. Thinking consistency three. Consistency three. Consistency three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Teresa. Your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of consistency.
grateful and thankful for the feeling of consistency. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
All righty. So let's see. I think Dr. Nils has been working on Crosby this whole time, but you just finished up. So what do you got to say, Dr. Nils?
Well, I have used these words on your show several times. Train wreck.
Oh.
There is so much going on energetically. I was rather surprised, actually.
Wow. But that's actually good news, because there's a lot that you could work on.
There's a lot there. And this is an animal that I would highly recommend that I get on a Zoom call with whoever, and we touch points and really work on rebalancing him, because
he's messed up.
Crosby is pretty messed up energetically, neurologically. Things just are not swimmingly going along. By any means.
He's our proverbial train wreck for this show. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Poor Crosby, wrong baby boy. Yeah.
Okay. So, I think a workup with the vet's a great idea. At least one session with me, we'll kind of have to see how it rolls out there. But I think he needs a bit to get back into good shape again.
Yeah. So Teresa, this confirms that your concern was legitimate. It's
yes,
a good
it
thing
does.
You called in. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
But,
yeah.
You know, rarely does Dr. Nils say this is a train wreck sort of thing. And, you know, and we dealt with some of those already today, you know, with Birdie and with Winnie, but train wreck didn't come up.
No,
it is with Crosby. So that kind of lets you know that this is, there's a serious imbalance going on here. Okay?
And that's a perfect description for what I've been seeing and feeling since he arrived.
All right. Okay. So now you know how to contact Dr. Nils off the air and everything, right?
Yep, he worked with our two doodles, and it was wonderful. So, yes.
Okay, so that would be your marching orders, is you got to bring Dr. Nils on board, but off the show, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yes, and I will do that. And I'm not the train wreck I was when I was on hold. Thank you, Martha. And thank you as always, Martha, for the dog advice. You've been wonderful in our lives.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you, and thanks for all the great work you did, you know, because, you know, I just, all I can do is advise and help, but you're the ones that had to put it all together and do the work, and you did.
Yeah, it was so worth it. They're different little doggies now.
Yeah,
and we'll get Crosby back on track.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's kind of I specialize in transforming dogs. But it's not me. It's the work that comes through me. But anyway, I'm so glad to talk with you. Hi to everybody, and Mango and Mowgli too. And thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, you too. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, it's the last hour of the show, so we have to stay on time, or you know who will be stomping around the studio. So we are going to take care of our advertisers, and then, Bettina, you won't have to wait any longer. You are next up in the lineup. So Bettina and Diane are next. Anybody else want to jump in? Now would be the time to do it. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls up next on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World and my horsey voice. hopefully, all the cottonwood will have made it out of my system, and next week my voice will be better. But anyway, I'm glad you're here, and we heard from Linda Rasmussen during our break. And so, Linda, people can work with you in more than one way, because you are local in our area and have an office at the Interspace facility, right, an old Rainier Brewery. So you can see people in your office, or you can work with them over the phone or remotely. Do you have a I would always think it would be wonderful and best to work with people in person, but does it seem to make any difference to you?
Well, you know, for me as the practitioner, I'm always doing the same thing, whether we're in person or working remotely. So In one sense, there is no difference. On the other hand, I also enjoy the presence in my own space of another person. So as far as a preference, I like being with people. Sure. But obviously, for many people, they're too far away, or driving into Seattle is not their cup of tea. I've worked with people who lived in downtown Seattle who weren't going to come and see me because they just weren't going to make that trek down to the Rainier
Brewery. Not very far.
It's just fine. Whatever works for people is the main thing. And I can work with them on Zoom. I kind of enjoy that because I can see them and you know, read their facial expressions. But I'm also very fine with working just over the telephone. So,
over the phone. Okay. And folks, you can check Linda out at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. And then remember, she offers a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you coming up here. And working with her on the air doesn't count. So even if you've had a session with her on the air, you can still have a freebie off the air. The number to call or text her, not right now, she's on the radio, but right after the show, you can call or text her at 206-841-1992. All righty then. I think we are finally ready to talk to the squeaky wheel on my phone that I didn't know was calling. We're going to Seattle and Bettina. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know what happened today.
I know. I just was cracking up. I'm thinking, who is calling? Because there's calling and call, and often, well, if you're out in the Monroe Snohomish County area, if you Google or you search animal shelters or rescues, my name and number comes up. So yeah. I get a ton of calls from people, you know, want a cat, want a dog, need to get rid of one, have a stray, have an injury, all that sort of stuff. So I try to answer the phone when I can, because even though I'm not a shelter or rescue, I can usually answer their problems. So when my phone's going nuts, I'm thinking, oh my God, maybe there's an animal out there dying or something and they have to talk to me. So as soon as I could at a break, I listen, and it's Bettina saying, how come the phone's going to your voicemail and I want to be on the radio? Anyway, you cracked me up,
weird.
Bettina.
I'm glad I made you laugh today.
Yeah, so at some point you must have figured it out and dialed a different number, huh?
Yes, I went to, because I have the radio show saved in my phone. And what I did was I went to Nels's last email because I'm on his email list. And then I was like, I know they're on today. And so then I saw the 425 number in his write-up. I was like, and I was calling it 206. So I don't know what, I think all the numbers in my phone are this, not the same, but maybe something got crossed today. I don't know.
But well, yeah, I'm just glad we got you. So you've got your little dogs, Luna and Skeeter, who we are familiar with because you know, before. Anything going on with them, or they just need, you said they need resets?
They need resets, and I did send Nels an email because for some reason Luna always, for a private session, Luna, certain noises, and I can't, like she'll hold a reset for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then she reverts to being scared again. I'm not able to reset her. I practice, but, you know, I guess it'll take some time for me to get it just right.
And yeah, we're never as good as he is. He's been doing it for so long.
Exactly. And so I was like, I'm going to get a reset today. That's why I called so many times. I was so determined. And I'm also because 4th of July is coming up. It always stresses, I know, many dogs out, but Luna will go in a shell. And so I didn't want her to suffer for 4 weeks. And, like, she doesn't like to walk at night, and we don't walk a lot, and noises set her off. And with it being summertime and cars backfiring or people with their little sports cars that are really loud or motorcycles, it stresses her out. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I actually tuned in to Luna because she jumped up going me, me, me. And so I already tuned her up. But for the people who are listening, people like visuals. All right. So what? Describe Luna, then describe Skeeter, and I'll be getting to Skeeter here right away.
Sure. Luna is a Chihuahua Doxy mix. So she's mostly brown slash red. She has a really pretty face. She looks like a little German Shepherd, believe it or not. She has perky ears and beautiful dark brown eyes, and her eyebrows are turning white, and a little dark brown nose.
Sounds adorable. So what about Skeeter?
Skeeter is a Chihuahua mix of something else, and he's all black, and he's funky, brown eyes, very attuned to the neighborhood and chasing cats and birds and letting them know this is his block.
All right. And so you've said that when Dr. Nels tunes up Luna, does a reset, that she's good and not reactive to sounds for 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And then reverts back? Is that what you said?
Yes. Like, or sometimes I wonder if she sees things. Like, we'll be walking in a quiet neighborhood. She'll stop, turn around, and I'm like, is there a coyote? And there's nothing. And then she'll take 2 steps. Her tail will be between her legs. She'll walk, then turns around as if something is chasing us, and there's nothing there.
Yeah, might be worth trying a little behavior modification thing to change the way she feels about that stuff once she's reset. But anyway, Linda, because you would like a session with Linda, right?
I would love it.
Yeah. So let's have Linda take care of you. We'll see what time it is, and then maybe I can tell you a quick little story of something you might be able to do for the next month, and then check in with us next month, and we'll see if it's made any difference. So, okay. Linda, you are in charge with Bettina.
All right. Well, Bettina, here we are again. I'm going to invite you to think about the thing that's most important to you right now. Whatever that is, bring that into your thoughts. Okay. And for some reason, this word's coming up a lot today. I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on self-pity.
Self-pity?
Uh-huh. Okay. And we're going to replace that. And we're replacing self-pity with infidelity. So now we're switching to infidelity. And we're going to replace that. And then we're switching from infidelity, we're replacing that with a feeling of grief. We're going to replace grief. Replacing grief with the feeling of good. So now focused on good. Good and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right, just rolling your closed eyes to the right. And doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think good, three.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you've moved your, rolled your eyes over to the right. Doing slow, deep, in and out breathing. Thinking good, three. Good, three. Good, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Bettina, and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking at the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that important thing into your thoughts. And that is complete. And I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of good is the affirmation. Grateful and thankful for the feeling of good.
All righty.
Thank you.
And Dr. Nell, anything to report with Skeeter?
Well, Skeeter did need a bit of a tune-up. He was not in need of as much work as Luna. And as far as Luna goes, yeah, I think getting a little extra work done would be a great plan. As I was mentioning earlier in the show, the energetic part of this is really powerful and effective and great, but sometimes you need that little extra touch in just the right places to activate the nerve system. So that's often the best way to go, is to get a Zoom call with me, and then we can really sort things out. And for you, Bettina, if we do that, we can really, really work hard on getting you able to do what you need to do for Luna.
Okay, I would love that. Yes.
All right. Now, I'm just thinking about what we could do to work on that fear stuff. Sometimes that relates to thyroid issues, that a fear that like that that keeps coming back. You know, it's interesting to me that Nels does the tune-ups and she's good for a while, but then comes back again. Now, is she food motivated?
Very.
You said very?
Yes.
All right. Well, this is a quick little story here, how I talked myself out of a counseling session. Got a request from someone for a quote to work with them, and talked with them, and it was a young couple. They had two white fluffy models, you know, maybe like Bichons or something like that. And they were calling me because they had moved into a new apartment. And the dogs were barking at everything, you know, the elevator, people in the hall, people above them, next door, down below. Any sound, they were going off. And the management was really mad and threatening to evict them. So they wanted to know if I could help them. I said, of course. Talked to them at the beginning of a week, set up an appointment for that Saturday, was the first time they were available. And was finishing the call. And the wife said, you know, Martha, I don't think we're going to still be here on Saturday. Because they're so mad at us, I think they're going to evict us before then. So is there something we could do to get us to Saturday? So I thought about it and said, well, okay, I didn't want to give them something that they could, mess up and traumatize the dog. So I said, well, let's try this. I said, go get a boatload of string cheese, slice it up, and you and your husband, you have a pocket full of string cheese all the time. And every time there's a sound, you say, oh boy, cheese, give him a piece of cheese. Oh boy, cheese, give him a piece of cheese. Any sound, oh boy, cheese, give him a piece of cheese. I didn't tell him how to correct it or do anything else. Just anytime there's a sound, oh boy, cheese. And I said, if it's not working, call me. Otherwise, I'll confirm on Friday. So week goes by. I don't hear from him. I call him on Friday to confirm the appointment on Saturday. And the wife gets on the phone and says, well, you know, Martha, that little trick you gave us was a miracle. We have the quietest dogs in the apartment. So we don't need you anymore. Cancel our appointment. Thanks. Bye.
Oh.
Well, okay, but that's the concept is really simple. So you may be like most people, don't realize it, but even though our heart's in the right places, we make fears worse. Because when that bus backfires or something happens and we say, oh, calm down, honey, it's okay, it's just a bus and yada, yada, yada. When you calm, soothe, and sympathize, you acknowledge the fear, you reward it, and you set it deeper on a physical level. So the idea is that you hear a noise, you set the appropriate example, and have a good sales pitch. So you might just find the highest value food reward you can find. It only needs to be large enough to taste. Keep up pieces with you anytime there's a sound. Oh boy, cheese, or oh boy, hot dog, or whatever it is. And let's have you fool around with that for a month, and let's see what happens.
Okay, I'll try that.
You want to do that? Okay, let's have you do that, and then we have a date with you for the next Sunday, second Sunday of July, and you can report, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It may help.
Yeah.
It may help with 4th of July stuff, too.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you, everybody.
Okie dokie. Get in the phone call or go to commercial to ads, Nathan. You want to do ads? All right. So, Diane, you'll be our last caller. Hold on. We'll take care of advertisers, take care of Diane, do a quick current events, and talk about Neil's newsletter. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world, triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out Natasha Venter. She's our intuitive and communicator. She'll be in the studio with us next week. IntuitiveClarifications.com is her website, and Natasha Venter, IC, on YouTube. And remember, she does her 4 o'clock podcasts every Wednesday. And you can access those for her through her YouTube channel. You can also call her for private readings, 360 770-770-7486. And then, of course, remember our sound healer, Jude Ponton. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And she can work with you remotely, just like, you know, Linda and Nels do. Or she can work with you in person. And, of course, it's wonderful to be in the presence of the gongs and the acutonic forks and stuff. And if you can use some balancing and centering this time or special healing, Jude is wonderful. You can give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty, we are headed right back to the phones, our last caller for the day, and that would be Diane in Bellevue. Good morning, Diane. Welcome back to Animal World.
Well,
you're live with
you.
Dr. Nels and Linda.
Thank you.
Hey, all right, so I know I see the names, and it's Diane and Whiskers. How are you two doing?
Well, I think we're doing a little better. I think Whiskers is coming to the realization that his brother is not going to be here in his physical form, but he still kind of looks around for him.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Theo is still hanging out.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I think I've seen him out of the corner of my eye. And
that's what you'll do, you know, when they're on the other side. That often is, you just see something whisk past, you know, and you think, oh, that sort of, that was that Theo? You know, and that's the way it happens. That's what you see. Mm-hmm. It's out of the corner. Dr. Nels, you're nodding your head, so you're familiar
with it. Yeah. And the thing is, what made me feel that this wasn't just a mental thing, but an actual thing was when we lost Martha's stepmom, and we were not really well acquainted, but we, for a couple weeks after she passed, we would catch her out of the corner of our eye. And I mean, we didn't even live in the same city.
Wow.
So she was checking up on us. And that's when I figured out, oh, this is actually a thing. This isn't something
this
that
is really happening.
Wrong. Yeah. I'm totally on board with that now. So Diane, for the listeners, just describe
Whiskers,
I'm going to turn right in and start working, but people like to know what's
I lost you there for a minute.
Yeah, he just wants you to describe Whiskers to us.
Oh, okay. So he's a long-haired gray and white kitty, and he's pretty big, has blue eyes.
All right. That's a pretty good description. And yeah. Dr. Nels is tuned in and working on Whiskers. And Diane, we're going to turn you over to Linda and let her do a session with you, okay?
Thank you, Linda.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. So I'm going to invite you to think about a beautiful blue sky, Diane.
Okay.
Easy to do today.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to invite you to think about something that you would label the best thing that ever happened to me. So just think of something in your mind that would be in that category, the best thing that ever happened to me. And just let that come into your mind and let me know when you got it.
Okay, got it.
All right, just keep focusing on that. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of loneliness. And we're going to replace loneliness. And we're replacing loneliness with the feeling of stable. The feeling of being stable. Stable and the number 3. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the right. Rolling your closed eyes to the right. Your breathing will be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Stable. 3. And imagine sending that exhale into the earth.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right. Taking in a deep breath and exhaled it all out into the earth, holding it out as long as you comfortably can, but taking another breath and releasing that one, holding it out whenever you need to. Thinking stable, 3. Stable, 3.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Diane, with your eyes open. tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then thinking about that best thing that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am stable. And when you think that affirmation, focus on how that feels in your body. Feel that feeling of stable. I am stable.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty, Diane.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and I'm glad we got a chance to. Anything about whiskers, Dr. Nils? You want to?
Well, he just needed a bit of a tune-up. It was not a train wreck. No, by no means. Just needed a tune-up, and I'm so happy we got a chance to do that for him.
All right,
thank
Diane.
Thank you so much. Appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Yeah, and call us next week, and we can have Natasha check on Theo.
Oh, perfect. I will do that.
All right. So we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got a lot of tap dance and get everything in here real fast. I think we can forego current events music and not do that. But I will bring it up and tell you the highlights so we can spend the rest of the time with Nils' newsletter. All of this you can find at MarthaNorwalk.com, clicking on current events. Let's see. There's nothing new, but there is a bark in the park for the Aqua Sox tomorrow night and at Funko Field. And then I have added, last week we talked with Marilyn from Meow, and we were talking about low-cost spay and neuters. She sent me a list of all of the different places where low-cost spay and neuter are available. And that is now up on the current events page, under the Meow listing. So you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and all of the resources for spay and neuter are there under Meow. All right, so we've done with that. Now we can focus on Dr. Nell's newsletter here. And this comes out the first Sunday of every month. So this is a June 1st edition. And as always, it's packed with all kinds of cool stuff, which we can't tell you about everything. That's why you have to join the group so you can get it. You always include a video of the month. It looks like this month is a dachshund, looks like. So is that a paralyzed dog?
That dog was paralyzed 7 years ago when he was five. And then at the age of 12, she started losing her ability to walk again, and we got back involved again, and she's up and running around. So
you can see the before and after sequences and all of that. Nails has great videos like that, so you can see what they looked like when there was a issue, and then when they're healed, and the process getting there, all on his YouTube channel, which I think is just Nels Rasmussen.
It's now Healing Ministry for Animals. Probably the quickest and easy way is just go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click on one of the video things that you see, and that'll take you to the channel, and you can look all around in there.
Okay. All right. So next up on the newsletter, there's always a testimonial. So there's another testimonial here. And then there's the section which I think your wife, Martha, is doing, which is from our hearts to yours, because she's telling wonderful stories about animals that have shared your lives.
Yes, that's mostly what it is. And she does great writing, and we've got a wonderful story about Heidi the Wonder Dog. She was the Wonder Dog. I mean, you just got to read those stories. They're great.
Yeah, there's no way, you have to read them. And they're wonderful. That's why they're there. All righty. So then you've got events coming up, and this is for members of your group only, but it only costs $10 to join your group for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of free perks because you get the newsletter.
Right. And so I put different workshops in rotation. And the one, I think we thought maybe we were doing an animal one, but actually this one is how to reset yourself. That's coming up this Wednesday. So that's the one that's coming up for, let's see, what is that? The 11th, just a couple days from
now. You're right. I was thinking, I got it messed up because I just looked at it, and obviously I switched it in my mind. This Wednesday is how to reset yourself.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, resetting yourself is great for your animals too, because your energy is their energy. So yes, please join me on that. It's a wonderful workshop. I love helping people figure out how to get themselves out of fight or flight.
Right. So if you're not already a member of the group and signed up to take the class, you just have to go. If you are a member of the group, you just have to go to the website and let you know that they want to join the class.
That's all you got to do. Yep.
If you're not a member of the group, then you need to go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and tell Nels that you want to join the group so you can join the class, and then he'll facilitate that.
And you got to do that soon, because becoming a member, you know, it takes a little bit. It doesn't just happen with a one little click of the button. There's several clicks involved.
Okay, so you better call right away.
Yeah.
And all right. Then you always do an affirmation for the month. And boy, this is a good one, and all kind of about energy.
Yeah.
But do you want to talk to us a bit about the affirmation?
Well, the lead-in is, maybe a little bit long, but it's basically the idea that everything in our world, everything in reality that we, as we know it, has as its foundation energy. It all converts back to it. Its essence, it's all energy. And so what that means is if we can change frequency in ourselves or around us in some way, we can change what's going on, what is in reality by changing frequency. And so the affirmation is, well, how do you do that in your life? How do you change your frequency so that your life works more in accordance with what you wish it was working like? And my favorite affirmation ever is, everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit. And that I've been using that for almost 40 years now. And, it's bailed me out of a lot of jams, let me tell you. And not only that, but it has absolutely held true. When things look the darkest, that's just before a whole new wonderful world opens up.
Yep. So everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit. Then how would you suggest people use your monthly affirmation?
Well, just like what Linda says, saying it three times in a row is great to get it kind of put into your system. If you can do some calming, deep breathing while you do it, that's wonderful. And I particularly like with this one, waking up to it first thing in the morning, going to bed with it, just as I lay down and hit the pillow and say this three times to myself. Those are my two favorite times. And if anything starts to go sideways in my life during the day, I pick this one up right away and just start going with it. So,
And you can see that, you know, there's a correlation, you know, the affirmations we do here on the show that start every show, every week. And, so everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit is very similar to everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. So I personally take a more spiritual bent on the affirmation, but it's the same thing. We're doing the same thing.
It absolutely
isn't it,
is.
Dr. Yeah. Nels? We're doing
absolutely. Yeah. It's just, it's using a few different words to say the same idea. Yes.
Yeah. So if you want a little more practical, logical wording, if that sets with you better, then this is pretty easy to remember. Everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit.
Yes.
And Dr. Nels has got a 40-year history with it, so he can attest that it works.
Indeed.
All right. So one more time, if you want to get the benefit of Dr. Nels' wisdom and his newsletter once a month, you need to join the private membership group. You do that by going to the website healingministryforanimals.com. You can join the membership group there. You can fill out the contact link. Dr. Nels always does a free telephone evaluation so you can speak with him. Get signed up for the class this week if you want to learn how to balance yourself. And, of course, Linda, you can reach, check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Her office is in the old Rainier Brewery, the Interspace facility. You can work with her in person or remotely on Zoom or the phone, those ways. And she continues. How's this? We're almost out of time and my voice is almost out of voice. So you can get a free session from Linda All you have to do is call or text her. And working with her on the air doesn't count. You're still a new client if you haven't seen her in person off the air. So call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. So, wow. Guess we're pretty much done. I guess all you need to know is next week is the third Sunday of the month, and that's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Hope to have a voice by then. And talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings and questions with Natasha Venter. So I hope you can be here and plan to call in. And gosh, thank you so much, Linda, for being with us today. Thank you, Dr. Nels. And everybody, we all need to stay cool and take care of our animal friends. Remember water and shade and all that good stuff. And we will pick this up where we left off in a month, second Sunday of June. So thank you so much. And gosh, Nathan, thank you for being here. And I guess we say ahead of time, have a great time stomping around next Sunday.
Thank you very much.
When we're doing the show, David will be here covering your bases, and you'll be down there in the beer garden stomping around. So
I'll be the Bigfoot. Footy will be out there.
All right. So Nathan's at the ball game next week. David will be here, and so will Natasha. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.